What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Bruce Springsteen there and Dancing in the Dark. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, the 21st of July, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Regular guest, financial guru, expert, Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
It's good to be back.
It's been a little while since we had a chat about financial matters.
Yes, we did.
I'm really keen to have a chat to you today. I thought we might have been talking about taxation because it's that kind of time of the year. But we're gonna park that just for the moment. Really keen to talk to you about cryptocurrency.
That's the hot topic now.
It is, right. Now, if you love to hear from me this morning, give us a call, 9313-0985. If you have spent some money in that space of crypto, love to have a chat with you this morning. But for those that are not that familiar with what actually is cryptocurrency?
So to understand cryptocurrency, you need to understand what is currency, right? Currency is basically the store of value that is exchangeable, okay? So and we've had many iterations of this, all the way from seeds and grain to sheep and cattle.
That's right.
and then you know, we really can't cut the sheep in half.
Should we go back to those days?
So we went to gold, you know, so we have gold coins. It's more portable. And then the latest or the last one that we currently have and we are using at the moment is fiat money, which is, you know, paper currency that is being backed up by government.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we are currently having at the moment. Hmm. Now, as you can see, throughout history, we right now are not really exchanging physical currency. So yeah, it's all digitized, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And every time when we make a transaction, all these transactions are recorded by someone, and it's usually a bank or an institution. People don't like that. So they go, I don't like the banks. I don't like institutions. I want power to the masses. So let's create a system where everyone can have a copy of those transactions and we don't have to rely on the bank anymore. And that's the birth of cryptocurrency.
Rightio.
So cryptocurrency essentially is backed up by code. It's got this algorithm and this, you know, we call it cryptography. To encrypt those transactions so that everyone can have a copy, but, you know, it's safe. You can't really hack that. And how they store those transactions is what they call a blockchain. And a blockchain simply means a bunch of computers that records and verifies those transactions.
Interesting.
And the verification and storing of those transactions, you get paid by the process called mining. So that's where you go, oh, I can mine for coins. Really, you're participating in the storing and verification of those transactions. Okay, I know I made it sound really simple, but...
you know what? I'm so glad you cleared that up. Could you just go back to the start again?
it is a very highly complex process.
It is.
But it has evolved over time, our frustration with the banks and with the institutions that holds all the power, that we now want to say, okay, can we do something else? And this is currently our next iteration of this value, store of value that we want to exchange.
Most people would, Bitcoin would obviously come to mind when most people think about crypto, but there's a whole range of other ones alongside.
Correct. Because it's all backed up by code, or we call it the algorithm, right? So it's a black box. So we want someone to create a black box that can secure that transaction. And anyone can create a black box. And that's why we have got so many different types of cryptocurrency, because anyone that can create a black box that can secure, that is a cryptocurrency.
So, okay, so I could start one.
Well, you need a lot of money and infrastructure and resources, but yes.
But in theory.
In theory.
You could, right?
You got to quit your day job first.
that's right. Elson, we'll come back and chat some more. Love to hear from you this morning, 93130985. Have you spent some money in the area of this cryptocurrency? Love to hear from you this morning. Back after this one. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Elson Goh is with me. We're talking about cryptocurrency this morning. Love to hear from you. 93130985. Give us a call. Let me know what your experience with cryptocurrency. Elson, you just mentioned something about a black box. And I said to you, I reckon I could. I'm getting text messages from investors wanting to spend some money. So I've got the investors on board. What is this black box? I need to know more. Tell me about it. Right? I'm on to it.
Okay, I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
A few years ago, because we used to record all our business transaction on Excel.
God, I love Excel.
You know, and we used
formulas
to,
and
we put formulas, macros, pivot tables, the whole lot.
Love
right?
It.
It was great until we are $5 out.
Don't worry about it. It's only $5.
No, you have to.
Oh, come on.
We spend weeks trying to, go back and undo every one of our, macros and stuff to find out whether, A, is it human error or is it something that we've done wrong with the coding?
Of course, the formulas,
The formulas, right?
Yep.
And I think that's where the problem lies. I think we are at this stage, and you can imagine the frustration, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Thankfully, it's a human error.
I would be looking for the five just on that. I'd have to get it 0-0.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. You have to make it balance.
Absolutely.
Okay. But this is where the problem is. At the moment, I think when it is at these early stages, there are a lot of things that we don't know. And when we don't know what potentially could go wrong.
Yeah,
so we don't know what we don't know, right?
Yeah.
So this is where I think, just like paper currency, how long did it take before right now we can rely on it and say, okay, well, this has got to be real. That there are enough safeguards in place, they have got enough investment into this, that we know that it is not only secure, but it's safe and we can trust it. So I think this is where, at this early stage of cryptocurrency, we're not there yet. It's probably going to take a lot of iterations before we get to the point where, A, everyone is willing to accept it. Now, if businesses don't accept it as currency, then it's not currency.
Which they don't, right? Well, at this stage? Or?
Not many. A couple here, a couple there, but really it's not mainstream. So just imagine if you want to pay someone with a gold coin, but there's someone is not sure whether the coin is gold, well, they're not going to accept that, right?
That's right. It could be maybe play with the Monopoly money.
yeah. So that's why at this moment, the fact that, people are not willing to embrace it immediately is because they understand it. It's still early stages. So that's why I think, I have no doubt it's going to go somewhere at some point. But at this moment, it is still, I would say, at the infancy stage. And therefore, we still need a lot of work done. First of all, we need some form of regulation. We need some form of rules in terms of who can create these currencies and then how it's being transacted. What are some of the perimeters at which we can do these things, and what about the computers that are, running 24/7 doing all these things? There are a lot of stuff that we don't really understand.
Would that be government involvement at that stage?
Oh, for sure.
When you think about controls and measures, checks and balances.
Correct.
And rules.
I wouldn't be surprised that the banks would jump in as well.
Hang on a minute. So then we're back where we started.
Correct.
Because that was the whole point of it.
And that's the reason why we need a few, it's work in progress. It's work in progress. But at this moment, I think it is still too early for us to say that it is a currency.
Okay.
And because it's not widely accepted.
Give us a call. Love to hear from you this morning. 93130985. Back after this one. Town, you are on 98.5. Weekdays with Mike. It's good to have your company on this Wednesday morning. Joining me in the studio is Elson Goh. Elson Goh. Oh, sorry, Niall. Thought you were finished there. It's got a couple of seconds to go. Oh, there we go. this town. You are on 98.5. We've been talking about crypto this morning. You got me very interested, Elson. I'm actually seriously thinking about investing in some of this crypto. What's your advice,
mate? I just want to debunk that sentence that you just said.
What's that?
Investing, you know. I just want to say, you see, because
isn't that what I'm doing now?
No. You see, when we classify investments, we are getting the appropriate return for the risk that we take. So it's a calculated risk. So there's an expectation of what we're going to get when we.
Okay.
So take for example, a property.
Oh yeah, okay.
Easiest to understand, right? Okay. When you buy a property, you go, you look at the factors, you know, which suburb, is it double single story, how many rooms, what about the paint, the kitchen? So you look at all those factors and you go, okay, I think this is worth this much. The rental that I can get from this property, this is what I think is going to be worth.
Sure.
So that's when we look at investments, we talk about here are the factors, we can sort of determine the approximate value. Mm. Can you determine the approximate value of cryptocurrency?
So that's where the terminology of investment is not quite correct.
And if your investment, in inverted commas, right, is reliant on, say, a particular tech billionaire's tweets.
Oh, yes.
The rise and fall of your riches is dependent on one man. I don't think that's, at this moment, considered as investments. You know? So it's still not, I would say, in that same pool that we would classify as investing.
All right, so I'll put it on a hold for a while, shall I? I'll just wait.
So for people who want to, for people who want to dab into cryptocurrency, right? The first question I'm going to ask is: are you currently investing in currency? Because if you are, then I suppose all the knowledge and experience that you have gained through that exercise, you can possibly transfer it to this particular type of currency. It is in the early stages, but you can consider it as early currency. But if you have not dabbled into currency at all, then my question is, why pick this one? Now, if you say, oh, Elson, I don't really care, I still want to just put money in, I don't care what you say, then perhaps consider approaching someone who does this professionally, like a fund manager. And there are a few funds out there. No doubt it's going to be a small allocation, but at least it's going to be part of your portfolio. It's managed, and you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to pick the right one, because there's really quite a lot of cryptocurrencies out there.
Absolutely. Jason from Rockingham has sent a message in. Jason says, how can you pay for a cup of coffee, great question, with a Bitcoin worth $16,000? Will the Bitcoin be split? I don't really understand, says Jason from Rockingham.
When that's a good question.
It is a great question. Yeah.
Now, I think when we think of the word coin, we always think of this round little you know, metal boy. Yeah, but it's not. Okay, so it's device. We use the word coin, but it's not a coin unit.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it goes up, I'm not sure about Bitcoin, but I think it goes up to 8 decimal points.
Okay.
So you can divide it up into very small portions.
Okay, interesting. Elson, that was good chat. We could keep talking so much more about cryptocurrency. I'm glad you cleared that up for us.
You're welcome.
It's now as clear as mud, right? This whole crypto area. We shall catch up in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Thank you.
You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio has been Elson Goh from EG Financial Services, and we've been talking about cryptocurrency this morning. Here's Emma Mullings, and this is Freedom.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.